It's the Rebel Yell podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Don Rebel with you as we are now into our second week of saluting our WPIL baseball and softball teams of the week and players of the week. And again, kind of slim pickings. Now, not as bad as the previous week, but once again, Mother Nature was the big winner this past week. I mean, they threw the eclipse on Monday at everybody, and then Tuesday was beautiful. Wednesday was okay. Thursday and Friday, total washouts. We're taping this on Saturday, so I know that there are teams trying to get games in. But now the problem is if you don't have a turf field, just even though Saturday is a nice day, you might not be able to get on your field if it's a natural surface. A young man who was able to get his team was able to get a couple of games in, and he was tremendous in both of them. Tommy Shafley is our WPIL Baseball Player of the Week, the senior from North Catholic. Tommy, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks, pal.
Thank you for having me on.
So what's the biggest, you know, I know I've talked to a ton of athletic directors. I talked to a ton of coaches that all bemoan this time of year because this is kind of what it is. We get a lot of rain in Western Pennsylvania in late March, April, and sometimes even into May. As a player, what's the toughest thing? I guess, is it hard to get into a routine, especially because you're a pitcher as well, but just getting all your work in, is that the toughest thing?
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. But just the main thing is you always have to be prepared to play no matter what, even if, you know, the forecast looks terrible, just do your normal thing and just stay prepared to play.
How you guys find out if a game is not going to be played, if you're in the classroom and you get some sort of notification. But, you know, if you're amped up on game day and you know that, you know, there's a chance that wet weather could be coming, what's the feeling when you do get word that, okay, we're shutting it down, no game today? It's got to be a little bit of a downer.
Yeah, definitely. It's disappointing because we either hear by either our coach sending us a message on our team app or just over the loudspeaker at school. So, because obviously we're all really excited to go and play, and then it is disappointing when we have to hear, but then we usually have practice and we get our work in there and just hopefully be ready to play the next day.
Now you guys, it's sort of a good news, bad news thing. You guys do play your home games on turf. So there's more likelihood that if it's a slight drizzle or even a steady drizzle, you guys could get your game in. You guys play at the no off season complex, same place that Central Catholic plays their games up in Russellton near Tarentum, up 28. But that being said, it's not in your backyard. So where do you guys practice?
We practice at the no off season complex in Valencia. So okay. Near Mars High School.
All right. So that's right down the road then.
Yeah. That's much closer for us.
And that's also turf?
Turf infield, grass outfield.
Okay, so for the most part, are you guys, if the weather's a foul, you could still get some stuff in, or?
Yes.
Okay. How's the, do you guys have an indoor practice facility at school, or do you have to go off campus for that?
We are sometimes able to rent out the indoor at Valencia, but that's not always an option, so sometimes we'll just stay at school and lift, or just like have a team meeting or something if we're not able to get that.
I mean, you're probably used to it. It's all you know as a scholastic baseball player. But, you know, you in a way, you guys are always playing road games. I was talking to somebody associated with Central Catholic, and they said, you know, more times than not, the other team's showing up for our home games before we are. Is that a pain, or again, is it something that you're just so used to it now?
Yeah, I'd probably say it's just something I'm just used to because it does happen a lot, but you know.
take advantage of the long bus rides. Yeah. What do you do on those bus rides?
Well, whenever we play at Russellton, we actually are expected to drive ourselves.
Oh.
So we to have the 35-minute drive to ourselves.
So. Now, do you guys do a bunch of you carpool, or is it pretty much most guys just taking their own vehicles?
Yeah, the upperclassmen will drive the freshmen and sophomores, but all the juniors and seniors are driving themselves.
Do you get to pick who you're driving with? Or do you?
Yes, we do.
So it's like not the quietest ride ever, because you got two buddies that you might not be that close with in the back seat. Do you guys talk shop? Do you just randomly discuss other stuff?
We discuss baseball. We discuss school. We discuss pretty much anything that's on our minds.
Do you think that most of the kids on your team, because it sounds like, well, we were talking before we started, you are a baseball fan. But do you think most of the kids play baseball because it's something to do, or it's something they're good at, and they really aren't into the game? Or do you think most of the kids who are on your team really are big baseball fans?
I would say a lot of them are. A lot of them, you know, live for baseball like me and a bunch of the other people do. So it's nice environment to be around.
Because it's the only sport you play, correct?
Correct, yes.
Has that always been the case, or did you play other sports growing up?
I played soccer and basketball up until eighth grade, but then high school I just quit both of those to focus mainly on baseball.
Okay, that's fair. The games this week, after splitting with Hampton in your first two section series, you guys went Tuesday, Wednesday against Highlands. And correct me if I'm wrong, you pitched on Tuesday against the Golden Rams. You guys won 7-0, an impressive performance. How did you feel? Talk a little bit about that game and what was working for you on the hill.
Yeah. So obviously after splitting with Hampton, we wanted to come out and just with all the energy and all the effort that we could. And it was a great, great overall team win. No runs on the board for the other team, obviously. On the mound, you know, I was just trying to locate my pitches, limit the free bases, just trust my defense behind me and do whatever I could to help us get the win.
Coach calling pitches?
Our catcher, Blake Primrose, he calls them. He calls a great game.
Wow.
Great at it.
That's kind of rare at this level that the catcher is given carte blanche to call the game. Kudos to him, right?
Yeah, we trust him. He's great.
Do you find yourself shaking him off at times, or do you just, you know, whatever he's dropping, you're throwing?
I mean, I honestly have probably shaken him off like 5 times or less over like my high school career. I trust him completely, and I love what he puts down, and I trust him.
Oh, that's awesome. That's tremendous. 6 innings, obviously no runs, 2 hits, impressive, only 1 walk and 10 strikeouts. Pretty consistent with what you've been doing so far this year. How long, once the season begins, does it take? Because again, late March when the season begins, we can get some very, very cold weather as well. But how long before you really feel comfortable out there?
I don't know. I mean, I feel comfortable right now. I feel locked in. I feel ready. But, and also like for the cold games, especially, like I had to pitch against Hampton in the cold. Like I really don't mind it, honestly. So
that was the 5-0 shutout?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. shutting out everybody left and right. So that was the victory on Tuesday. Wednesday, you come back and you beat them rather convincingly by a score of 10-0. You were a factor in that game, obviously not pitching, having gone 6 innings the game before, but at the plate. 2 for 3, 3 runs scored, RBI with a triple. Just talk about your performance at the plate in the second game against the Islands.
Yeah, so their first pitcher was pretty good. He had a nice curveball, so I was just trying to look early in the count for a fastball. And luckily we were able to put up 4 runs, I'm pretty sure, in the first inning, get him out of the game early. And same approach later in the game, just try to look for a fastball, use the whole field.
Do you, now you're a left-handed pitcher and a left-handed hitter. Kudos to you, by the way, as a fellow left-hander. I say huzzah. You, when you're not pitching, you play outfield, center field, I believe.
I played center, right, and left. I've played all of them so far this year because I had a little knee injury before the year. So coach has been a little hesitant to put me in center, but I honestly, I like all three positions, and wherever he thinks we have the best chance to win, I'm good with.
And that's good. Like I tell you, you know, the high school kids all the time that the more you can do, the more versatile you are, the better chance you have at success at the next level. So that's good. But if you had your druthers, would you prefer center field?
I probably prefer center the most, but right. I'm good with all of them.
Well, you mentioned it. So how is the knee injury?
I'm all good now. Just a lot of rest, a lot of recovery stuff, stretching, but it's all good now.
Was there concern when it happened that it might cost you some playing time, or was it considered a minor injury even at the time?
Well, whenever it first happened, the doctor said it was a sprained tendon in my knee somewhere, and I thought that was going to put me out for at least a few games, but I took the recovery time seriously, and I was able to – I got one at-bat in our first scrimmage, but at least I was able to do something in that. So
good for you, because a lot of times, especially when you're young, and you might not have all the wits that you'll have when you are older, you want to rush. You want to get out there. Oh, the knee's feeling better. Let's rush it. The hardest thing to do for any young athlete is to sit and wait. But good for you for listening to the docs, and now it's paying off. Do you think at the next level, you will likely be a pitcher, or do you have the, in your opinion, the tools to possibly do both? It's very rare, but also, you know, be an outfielder on a regular basis.
I don't think I'm going to be playing baseball in college. I am going to be going to Penn State in the fall and probably just play club ball there, but I know I kind of fell in love with the big school atmosphere and just going to go there and not play ball.
Good for you. First of all, you're starting at the main campus.
Yes.
That in and of itself is a tremendous feat, because more times than not, they want you to start at one of the satellite campuses or whatever. So you're going to Happy Valley right off the get-go. Good for you. Congratulations. One of the things I was going to bring up that sort of ties in with this is the fact that you have a incredible 4.63. That's not your ERA. That's your grade point average. So you take your academics very seriously.
Yes, I do.
What do you already have an idea what you want to do, what you want to sort of zone in on in your studies at Penn State?
I don't. I'm going in undecided, but I'm hoping – you know, just I'll figure it out in the near future here. But
well, also keep in mind, you know, you mentioned club baseball. I mean, especially at those bigger schools, those club baseball teams can be, you know, pretty legit. So
absolutely.
But you'll continue to whether it's with the club team or maybe even in the summer or whatever, continue to have to play as long as you can.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Let's talk about the team. You guys have won 3 consecutive section championships, and that's not easy to do. But the postseason success hasn't followed the regular season success. Mm-hmm. 3 straight years that you've been there, the team has lost in the quarterfinals. I mean, last ride, right? You and your fellow seniors probably have made it known that, you know, having a great regular season and struggling in the playoffs is no longer acceptable, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you can just tell from everybody, the seniors especially. There's just a different focus this year, a different feel at practice and in the games. Like, we want it this year. We want it really badly. So we have a different focus, and we're definitely taking it more seriously this year.
Last year, if I'm not mistaken, you pitched in the first round game against Elizabeth Forward. You guys were victorious in beating the Warriors, and then you lost upset, really, in the quarterfinals against Hopewell. Upset at the time, but as we saw, it was a pretty darn good Hopewell team,
right,
as they went on to win it all. You need pitching depth. Obviously, you're a stud. You're the ace of this Trojans team. Do you think that this team has developed enough pitching after you to make that run in the postseason?
I think absolutely so. We have a very solid junior. He's a lefty pitcher like me. He's got great stuff. We have a freshman who's been contributing a lot of innings for us, and I think our pitching depth this year is definitely able to carry us through.
And obviously, you guys have been swinging the bats too. It's still early, relatively speaking, but the offense seems to be there as well for you guys.
Yeah, everything's clicking all around. We've had a lot of just all around team victories where everybody's contributing. So it's a great sign to see early on that the bats are moving.
Andy Przybylak, your head coach again. Now you had three different coaches your first 3 years. Andy back for his second year. So having that familiarity probably is a big asset as well for this program.
Yeah, definitely, because we were definitely successful, as you said, in the regular season under Andy last year, but went out earlier than we wanted. But it's the first time we've had a coach stay for more than 1 year. So hopefully with that experience and with that chemistry, it can carry us further on this year.
Tommy Shafley of North Catholic, senior left-hander, is our WPIL Baseball Player of the Week, kind enough to join us. So Tommy, left-handed pitcher, runner at first, you're pitching from the stretch. How many times do you balk in a game that is not called because you're left-handed and there's only two umpires?
I'll say zero. I don't think I
do. All right.
But
because you know that's the big beef against left-handers.
Yes.
Especially if there are only two in high school, there's only two umpires. So that base umpire will go behind the pitcher. And then there's always the question as to whether you're taking a legal step toward first when you throw there or whatever. But you're playing the game clean, is what you're saying.
I'd like to think so, yeah.
You have the Tim Lincecum look. We talked about that with the hair and the longer hair, a little curl under the hat. Is there a pitcher that either current pitcher or maybe a pitcher from when you were young that you have sort of patterned yourself after?
Well, I definitely have enjoyed all my life watching Madison Bumgarner. Just the effective lefty, nasty off-speed, just – I've always loved watching him. And I was actually at the 2014 wildcard game when he shut down the Pirates. And just after that, I've always loved watching him.
Good description too. Shut down the Pirates. Yeah. So I know you're a Pirate fan, but, you know, were you sort of happy with the way he pitched in that game?
Yeah.
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 Was that the year that they went on and won the World Series in which he pitched like in every game?
It was, yeah. They beat the Royals in game 7, and he had like a, what was it, like a 6-inning relief appearance or something. Yeah.
That was one of them, and I've been around a long time. That was one of the most incredible pitching performances postseason. Mm-hmm. He was just dominant in driving that Giants team to that championship. So that's a good comparison. What about Tommy Shafley, the hitter? Is there somebody that you've sort of, or the outfielder that you've patterned yourself after?
I don't know. I don't really know, but I try to, obviously I'm not as good as like Tony Gwynn, but I try not to strike out, and I try to just put balls in play and just fight off bad pitches and just do whatever I can to keep the at-bat going.
Great comparison. I mean, and I know you didn't get a chance to see him, but you know, there's YouTube now and all that stuff. he was remarkable, and he sprayed the ball. It sounds like that's what you try to do too. If they're pitching away, you try to go left field.
Yeah, absolutely. Just hit it where it's pitched. Try not to do too much.
Yeah, good mindset going to the plate. All right, so let's get to know Tommy a little better. Let's have some fun questions. This is pretty much the standard. I know our producer, Chris Lackner, loves this question. I'm going to give you some things, and you rank them from your favorite to the least favorite, all right? And the first one, of course, are the seasons, the four seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Okay. Probably first, summer. Absolutely. And then second, spring. Then probably winter and fall.
Oh, what are you down on fall for?
Start of school. Like, come on.
Come on, man. You're like a Rhodes Scholar. You should be enjoying.
Yeah.
You know, I somebody like me, you know, academically challenged. I hated school, but okay. But summer number one. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Steelers, Penguins, Pirates. I kind of figure this one.
Okay, so Pirates number one,
right?
Then Steelers, and then Penguins.
Who's the next one to the next franchise to win a postseason game of those three? Or not postseason game for the Steelers, postseason series for the Pirates or Penguins?
I mean, I think the Pirates have a good chance to make the postseason this fall. I mean, that would be awesome, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. The Penguins, I honestly don't keep tabs on the NHL very much. I don't even know if the Pens are going to make the playoffs this
year. They're knocking on the door. They still have a lot. They have three games left, and they pretty much probably have to win out to get into the playoffs, okay. But it could happen.
I don't know. Maybe the Steelers then. Like, I don't know if the Pirates – you're going to win a series. I don't know about the Pens, but I think the Steelers will definitely be back to the playoffs next year.
Our first player of the week of this season for baseball was Ryan Petras of Bethel Park. And he said Pirates too. So I guess now we're going to get this parade of baseball players that are jumping on the Pirates bandwagon, but
yeah,
that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. You guys have suffered enough in your young lives with all those horrible teams. So, and they appear to have a good one this season. All right. Cookies, cake, pies, or pudding?
Pies, number one.
Ooh, that was then quick.
Then cookies, then cake, and then pudding.
Favorite pie?
Apple pie, absolutely.
Now, do you... you jumped as soon as I got that out. Apple pie, do you warm it up or no?
Yes, I do.
And do you put a little either ice cream or Cool Whip on it?
Vanilla ice cream, yep.
Good call. Good call, young man. Now, do you like the apples, like, not whole, but, you know, sliced big, or do you like them really chopped up?
Really chopped up.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah,
most of them though are like, it's like the whole. Like a quarter.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're in the same boat there. This year, this is kind of like a New Year's resolution. This year, I really want to finish that sentence. What's something do you really want to accomplish here this year?
I want to make a deep run in the WHIPIAL playoffs and make it to the state playoffs, because we absolutely, absolutely have the talent to do it. We just need to get over the hump and just play our game the whole year.
Get over that quarterfinals hump.
Yes.
Because exactly. At least then if you get to the semifinals, even if you lose, there's still life in the consolation round.
That's right. Yes. So we just need to get over that hump, win that second playoff game.
All right. That's fair. Most irrational fear.
Hmm.
Like, you have any boogeyman fears or anything like that?
No, not really, but what's yours?
Well played, my friend. I tell you what, I'm not a big fan of critters.
Okay.
Like, my biggest fear, we had in our house, and thank the good Lord, I wasn't around for either one. We had like a bat somewhere that got in the house that my son had to kill and take care of. That, you know, I would have been like, you know, I wouldn't have handled it well. But yeah. any sort of like, you know, we have something living under our front porch, and I would never even dare to try to figure out what it is. I just leave well enough alone. So critters is my
okay. Yeah, I guess to hop on that train, I guess I'd say snakes. I do not like snakes whenever they show up in my yard.
Ooh, even the little what are they called, garter snakes or something like that?
Yeah, still not a big fan of those.
So if you were like walking in a yard and you saw it, you would jet the other way.
Absolutely, yes.
Somebody's calling, Tommy, help me, kill this snake. You'd be like up a tree.
I'm 3 yards over already.
Oh, that's beautiful. Unusual skills. Do you have any unusual skills?
Not sure if it's unusual, but I'm a pretty good juggler.
Now, see, that is unusual.
Okay,
so what? I mean, you can juggle a lot of things, or is there something that you like? Is it just like balls that you?
Yeah, I can juggle three baseballs. Just, I mean, pretty much anything that's round. Yeah, I can juggle three of them, but I've not gotten up to more than three.
Hey, what about eggs?
Eggs? I have not tried eggs, but that might be something I have to try.
When you get a little adventurous. Now, you got to be prepared to clean up the mess if things go south.
That's right.
Yeah, give that a shot. Let me know how it goes. Do it on one of those TikToks or one of those video things, and then you got to send it to me because I'll never go on TikTok and see it. So. Okay. All right, there's your challenge. Do you have any, as far as baseball, do you have any superstitions?
Well, every time we play, I always wear a headband in case I'm like, you know, tracking a fly ball or a pop up and my hat falls off so my hair doesn't get in my face. But whenever I pitch, I have to wear my white headband, only my white one. So.
And so you have multiple headbands.
I do.
So yes. when you're in the outfield, you can wear any other one, but pitching, it has to be white.
Pitching has to be white. Yes.
Now, is the headband under your hat, I assume, right or no?
Yes. You might be able to see like a little bit of it peeking out.
Because I mean, back in the day, umpire would have said, you got to take that off. It's white. And so, you know, but they don't mess with you.
No, they do not.
Now, if you don't mind, and you could tell me no, I mean, you've sort of reversed this interview already once. Would you care to take your hat off and show everyone the long, bring it down there. That's a lot. Now, how long will you let that go?
Well, I'm getting it cut next week before prom, but this is a good length, I think.
All right. Now, so when you say get it, and you can put your hat back on, and again, you don't want to look like a sheepdog for your prom.
Right.
But at the same time, how short are you going to get it cut?
Not super short. I still have to keep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's your baseball superpower is your hair.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so whoever's calling the shot, you got to make sure they know just a little bit.
That's right.
All right. Chicken nuggets or chicken wings?
Ooh. It kind of depends where they're from, but I'd say overall chicken wings.
What about chicken strips? Does that come into play or no?
That'd be last, okay. Probably.
So nuggets are second. Who has the best chicken nuggets?
Chick-fil-A. Ooh. Love their chicken nuggets.
And now one more. The chicken wings. Boneless or boned in?
Bone in.
Okay. They're a little messier though, aren't they?
They are, but
it's got to be. You know what? If you're eating chicken wings, you're not worried about mess, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, good stuff. Congratulations on the success thus far, not only this year, but your career. You've had an outstanding career at North Catholic. And best of luck. You know, I think that a lot of folks would like to see you and your fellow seniors go out after a nice postseason run, after, you know, coming up short in the quarterfinals three straight years. Tommy, good luck. Stay healthy. And best wishes as well as you get ready to head to Happy Valley in the fall.
Thank you very much.
All right. He is our WPIL Baseball Player of the Week. Ooh, let's get that out of there. There you go. Tommy Shafley, impressive numbers as a pitcher. Six shutout innings and a victory over Highlands earlier this week. And then he had the next day, a big day at the plate in helping North Catholic sweep Highlands. We'll start there as far as our recap. We'll recap 4A, 5A, 6A in this podcast, our Team of the Week podcast. We'll look at 3A, 2A, and Class A. We'll start in 4A since that's where North Catholic is, and we'll start in Section 4. Trojans are 3-1. Indiana has yet to lose, but they've only played two games. So they're 2-0. North Catholic 3-1. Kisk area is 1-1. Hampton is 2-2. Up next for North Catholic, coming up is a section series with the Knock Knights. In Section 3 of 4A, 2022 champion West Mifflin is 4-0. Thomas Jefferson right there. And I think those two, let me check real quick here. Their section series is, it's not the last series. It's coming up, not this week, but the following week. Thomas Jefferson and West Mifflin. Again, coming into Saturday, Thomas Jefferson 3-0, but with a game to make up. They win that one. They are 4-0. Elizabeth Forward is 2-2. Section 2 of 4A, Latrobe leads the way. Again, this is as of through Friday, I guess is the best way to put it, these standings. So if teams are playing Saturday, this will change. Latrobe 3-0. Both Bel Vernon and Albert Gallatin are 2-0. Central Valley on top in Section 1 by a half game. The Warriors are 3-0. Montour is 2-0. Hopewell is 2-1. In Class 5A, we'll start in Section 1. Penn Trafford and Fox Chapel are both 5-1, six games in. However, Franklin Regional, they are 4-0. So the Panthers, the only team without a loss in Section 1. Section 2, Bethel Park is 3-1. And then Connellsville and Trinity, who split this past week, are 2-2. They didn't split. Connellsville Trinity finally got a chance to finish their series. It ended up as a split. Connellsville split with Upper St. Clair this past week. Peters Township and South Fayette are both 1-1. So pretty tight in Section 2, 5A. Defending champion Shaler, 3-1 in Section 3. They are tied with both North Hills and West Allegheny at 3-1. To me, I know Newcastle has fallen on hard times since their run a few years ago. But with Shaler, North Hills, West Allegheny, Morris Moon, tough section in Section 3-5A. Finally, in 6A, Seneca Valley is 3-0. Pine Richland, or North Allegheny is 2-0. Pine Richland, 3-1. Those right now are the top three teams by far. There's a drop-off before you get to Butler and Alderdice. Excuse me. Hempfield undefeated coming into Saturday's game against Baldwin, looking for their second straight sweep. They are 5-0. Everyone else in that Section 2 has at least two losses, so Hempfield's starting to pull away from the pack. Mount Lebanon, Cannon McMillan, and Norwin all with two losses. So things are going to pick up. If we get some good weather, you know, Monday, Tuesday of this week, Monday looks good, Tuesday a little iffy. But there are also a lot of teams that are going to be have games rescheduled for either Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday and Friday of next week, with the hopes of, at least as we get near the midway point, being all caught up in section games. Mother Nature, please cooperate. All right, thanks to our Player of the Week, North Catholic Senior Tommy Shafley, for joining us. Thanks to Chris Lackner as well. I'm Don Rebel. We thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.